Heavy rains have forced evacuations and caused millions of dollars in damages in southwestern Wisconsin so far. Governor Doyle toured those flood-ravaged areas on Monday morning.
The damage in that area is extensive, and to see how high the water came in some areas is really remarkable what happened. We're very thankful, first and foremost, that as of now there are no reported injuries or deaths.
The governor has declared a state of emergency in Crawford, Richland, and Vernon counties. Right now, he says the focus is on helping the hardest hit areas.
People are really working right now at just making sure that everybody's okay and that the power is restored and that the infrastructure is repaired as best as it can be at this point.
Meanwhile, officials in Vernon County are watching 6 earthen dams that could potentially fail.
They have evacuated homes and people from downstream from a couple of the dams that are considered most vulnerable.
Damage estimates in the 3 hardest hit counties have already topped $24 million. The governor expects those numbers to climb.
After the water recedes and people can get back in and we can make a full assessment of the damage, which I would expect would be happening in over the next week, we'll have a better picture.
The governor is anticipating a request for federal funding.
Given the extent of the damage that I saw, I can't imagine that this doesn't meet the federal standards. So I'm confident that I will be asking the federal government for disaster relief.
Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.